in the present moment. So this is the other aspect of John Kabat-Zinn's definition I want to look at this evening. In the present moment. Pain only occurs in the present moment. You can think about it. You can imagine having pain in the future, and you can remember pain from the past, but you only actually experience pain in the present moment. So the practice is to concern yourself just with that. So the question might arise, why? Why would you try to be mindful of your pain in this present moment? Why wouldn't you try to distract yourself from it with memories, visualizations, just try to get away from the pain? There's a sutta from the Pali Canon, the Salata Sutta, often translated as the Sutta of the Dart or the Sutta of the Arrow. It's in the Samyutta Nikaya. And in it, the Buddha says that the uninstructed worldling, when suffering pain, suffers two kinds of pain. Thus, he suffers twice, as if struck by two arrows. The first kind of suffering is just pain. Let's say it's a physical pain. Actual physical pain, lower back pain, let's say. That's one arrow. The second type of pain is your emotional response to that pain. It could be resistance to having that pain, not wanting it to be there. That's another kind of pain on top of the pain. And then there's anger at having that pain. There's disappointment about having that pain. There may be fear that the pain might get worse. One scientist who's devoted his whole life to pain that says that pain never comes on its own. It always comes with a mass of other human misery. Every pain has a meaning. Anxiety, depression, isolation, lots of things. When you've got physical pain, you've got a lot of other pain as well. So the uninstructed worldling suffers twice. The Aryan disciple suffers only once. He's only struck by one arrow. He suffers the lower back pain, and that's it. He doesn't also suffer from resistance to that pain, and anger about having that pain, and depression and anger. So the practice of being mindful helps people with chronic pain or chronic health conditions to cope with and accept their present pain, because that's all they have to cope with. You only have to cope with the pain you're presently experiencing. You don't have to cope with the pain that you will experience over the next few years, because that's in the future. You don't have to worry about all the pain you've had for the past few years, because that's gone now. Only need to concern yourself with this present pain. So the question arises, can you cope with this present pain? And usually the answer is yes. The present moment is usually bearable. It's usually the thought of past and future suffering that makes the present suffering unbearable or seem unbearable. So learning to focus on the present moment in this way brings about an important shift in attitude. Kabat-Zinn writes about this. If you don't want to read the whole of Full Catastrophe Living, read chapter 15, because that's where the main teaching is. Chapter 15 of his book, where he discusses the difference between what he calls healing and curing. Curing is when you or someone, a doctor maybe, does something that stops your pain, cures it so that it's no longer present. However, Kabat-Zinn deals with people who have conditions that have been unable to be cured. But healing can still occur. And healing doesn't even soften the pain or alleviate it in any way, although it might. But essentially, healing is a profound shift in attitude towards your suffering. The way Kabat-Zinn writes about this is that through mindfulness, you get a glimpse of your wholeness. Your wholeness. The idea is that part of the suffering that you have is to do with your fragmented consciousness. When you're in pain, you tend to focus on the pain and identify with it and think that the pain is you and that it's the only thing in your life. The glimpse of wholeness that Kabat-Zinn writes about is to do with seeing, experiencing yourself as more than your pain. The pain is not you. It's just a part of you. This is all gone into in the Salata Sutta. There's more going on in your life than just pain. There's also pleasure, there's beauty, there's love, affection, meaning, purpose, or there could be. And this glimpse of wholeness is tantamount, I would say, to insight. Kabat-Zinn doesn't say that, but I think that's what it amounts to. It helps you not to change your condition, but to change your relationship to your condition.